welcome back to the Popcast, the Friday readaboutit.com Popcast. I'm Reed. It's Friday, so this must be all about it. As today, we'll take a look, do a little sports with you, as I just can't get enough up-to-date Brett Favre coverage. Also, the pop culture stuff. Burn Notice is back. Big Brother is back. And people are finally waiting online for something. There you go. Here we go for the Read About It Friday Popcast. Let me start with The Dark Knight. And this is something that, okay, as I've pointed out on many, many occasions, I am a comic book geek. I grew up one, and there's no sense in denying it at this point. It's, you know, as I sit here in my studio, I probably have comic-related stuff within, you know, 8 inches of me at all times when I walk around my office. So I'm not going to deny that. I thought Batman Begins was a very good movie, and I think that this whole Dark Knight thing, it's getting a lot of extra play because of what happened to Heath Ledger. But I am very encouraged by seeing people camping out to see it. Last night, here in my town of about 100,000 people, all the midnight shows of Dark Knight were sold out in well in advance. And I'm a fan of that, whatever it is. You know, even stuff that I don't watch, like Harry Potter, or that I watch and I really regret watching later, like the last three Star Wars movies, I could still get behind people showing up to come out early and stand in line and be a part of an event. Because that's something nowadays, with our short attention spans, nobody ever does that anymore. I'm always glad to see that happen. Glad to see the people that are waiting in line. What it means for the movie, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I don't think that Heath Ledger, even deceased Heath Ledger, is going to get an Oscar nod for playing a comic book villain. I just don't think the Academy is ready for that. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully I can see it sometime in the next week, and we'll get you the word on it. All the buzz is good. The people that I know that like comic book movies and have decent taste in them say it's a great movie. So we'll see. TV, Burn Notice is back. Love this show. I do. And it seems to be, along with Psych, the only shows that USA has on the air. So if you watch USA Network for more than about 12 seconds, you're going to see a promo for it. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's great. It's like James Bond, but he's got no budget. He's got to make stuff out of things in his house, and he can't leave the city. So Battlestar Galactica Geeks, Trisha Helfer is now on it. So I don't know what else to pass along to you on that. Big Brother's back on the air. This is another one of my favorites. I came to Big Brother late. But if you watch Big Brother, the first week or two, are you just deciding who you hate the most? I have no affinity for any of these people whatsoever. I just look at them the first show and I decide, hate that guy. Hate that guy. Hate that one. I like him now, but he's going to be very, you know, he's going to really get on my nerves later. That kind of thing. It's sort of interesting. Big Brother now has like a 75-year-old guy in the house with them, so they're really stretching that demographic. It's like a 75-year-old ex-Marine, a 50-year-old New Orleans booze hound. Basically, I'm not sure what she does for a living. I think she's a party planner or something like that. And then you have like six tan girls with fake breasts. Basically, you have that LA Inc. show taking place at Big Brother. So It will be interesting, as always. It's my favorite spectator sport. A couple of other things, and I'm going to kind of delve into sports here, but I promise, even if you don't like sports, remember, I don't like sports either. That's just what I have to do for a living. So there's a couple of things. I don't know if you've seen this, but the ESPN has their own awards. They're called the ESPYs, and Justin Timberlake hosted this year, and it's their attempt at doing like an MTV Movie Awards sort of thing. I detest this concept. Since I work in sports, I have people asking me about it all the time. And I just have to, you know, at that point, I stare at them for a second. And then I slap them really hard across the face. And then I stare at them again. And then I go, no, at them. Because sports already have a way to tell you who the winners are. It's called the final score. You don't need to vote for best pro football team. We had a big game earlier on this year that settled that, didn't we? I mean, that's where all the money was bet. The whole concept of people who compete for something, giving them awards at the end of the year, it's just stupid. And I refuse to buy into it. It's manufacturing events. And I can't support that. The other thing sports related is, I think it's impossible for anybody anywhere to know that Brett Favre is not trying to make a comeback. This is what I would like. I would like more information on Brett Favre. I'm not getting enough every day on every TV channel, the news channels, the entertainment channels, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, ESPN News, ESPNU, ESPN XYZ. I'm not getting enough out of them. I need a service that I can sign up for, maybe even a pay service, that will give me up to the second Brett Favre notes. That's what I'm looking for. I mean, I don't ever want to be without it. I want it to be like, I don't know, like Twitter for people who are on meth. I want to sleep and I want Brett Favre bulletins beamed into the inside of my eyelids. Whatever I can do. Probably there's a little sarcasm mixed in there too. I'm not sure. I have to go back, look back on that. But play, don't play. It's becoming very tiresome. And as I'm not a Packers fan. I was a Brett Favre fan. But, oh boy, there's no way to sully your legacy any better than coming back or not coming back or sort of coming back but not coming back and just dragging it out for a couple of weeks and getting everybody in the entire league involved. All right, there's a little sports for you. As always, I don't talk much sports because, remember, I hate sports, but that's just me. But those things are just so much everywhere. We had to throw it in there. Also, by the way, coming up this week is that ABBA musical movie. When did we decide what embarrassing crap from the 70s was going to be cool? You know, when did we figure out, okay, the Bee Gees are cool, but only like on Saturday Night Live when we make fun of them. You know, we're not allowed to listen to their music anymore. Casey and the Sunshine Band is cool, but only if they're playing a boat show somewhere near your house where you can see them for like $3. ABBA, uber cool. ABBA should have their own musical and we'll turn it into a movie. I know they had a bunch of hit songs. Good Lord, the commercial, you can't get away from it. When did we decide that we were going to embrace ABBA? And why don't we... Nobody's making a musical out of the Little River Band, are they? And I think they should, actually. All right, that is it for me. That's the Friday Read About It podcast. Thanks for those of you tuning in, any of our new listeners as well. We can tell from the hit counter you guys are tuning in. We do appreciate that. Also, as always, feel free to drop me a line on anything you've heard here that may have upset you or that didn't go far enough at my email address, snowfire, S-N-O-W-F-I-R-E, 51, at gmail.com. One of these days I'll explain what that means. Maybe not. Anyway, you can email me there, and this is the only place I feel safe giving that information away, that I know the spammers can't reach it. So drop me a line. We'll be back next week with more hot, fresh blogs and the Friday podcast 1 week from today. Hope you've enjoyed it, folks. I certainly have. Until next Friday, I'm Reed. And as always, Seacrest.